So I thought I'd record an audio boo. I'm at the same point in my walk that I usually start audio boos, just approaching the woods with Poppy. It's about to kind of go dark, but it's a nice, fresh evening, and haven't had her out all day because I've been waiting in for a courier to deliver my new keyboard, which I'm very pleased with, a mechanical keyboard. I just thought I'd do an audio boo, really, to keep the diary current. And I've been kind of reluctant to do one because I've been feeling steadily better over the last however many months. But, you know, there's a sensation of not wanting to curse myself. Oops. And, yeah, the last 6 weeks or so, last 2 months or so, I've been just piecing things back together quite nicely and taking things slowly. Got the proper help here now for in Cheshire, so I get chance to talk, and that's therapeutic as much as anything else. So maybe haven't felt the need, and as desperate to just kind of like record my diary, because I was actually getting the chance to speak to health professionals and stuff. So nothing like it was in London, but I hadn't really asked for it properly since we came up here. A little bit of denial, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, eventually forced to ask for it. So, yeah, all going well. I'm focusing a lot on my gaming, my game community. And when people say follow your passions, you know, I might be passionate about building a distributed local food network, but I'm also very, very passionate on a completely selfish level about gaming, esports, and the guys that get involved and the way they get involved and what happens. So I've been focusing on that because that's where, you know, I've had a burning passion since I was first sat in front of an Atari with Pac-Man all those many years ago, and then a VIC-20, and then so it goes on. Been teaching myself a bit of coding, using a language called Love, which appealed to me because of the name alone, but it's built on top of Lua, which is really quite cool, and just makes things nice and simple. I've been surprised how much like coding in old school BASIC it feels, and that's something that I am very familiar with. Well, if a little bit rusty, because it was a long time ago. But that's slowly coming along. I'm not trying to become the world's greatest coder overnight. I'm just tinkering about, writing a little game at the moment, very simple game. And been doing quite a bit of casting of Team Fortress 2. My community's in we have a team in a couple of different leagues, the ETF2 league and the UGC, and we're doing really well in the UGC. We just made it through to the I think the platinum bracket of the playoffs, which puts us, for our skill levels, in the top 16 in Europe. So we're really chuffed with that. Had a night last night, and I'm really enjoying casting it. You know, it's something that I never really thought about doing, and since I have been doing, I found it a massive pleasure. So I'll be doing a lot more of that. Hopefully I'm getting better all the time, so that's cool, and it just makes you feel competent at something, you know. I also one of my team that I follow in StarCraft, Evil Geniuses, I ended up somehow being getting chatty with the COO in the States, Scoot, who used to run Gotfrag, one of the biggest, if not the biggest Counter-Strike site in the world, and many other games got covered there as well, but that disbanded as his time at EG became more precious in 2010. But I ended up becoming a moderator for their Masters Cup Series League, so just dealing with keeping the chat nice and friendly and keeping everything running smoothly whilst they air live on Twitch TV to audiences of, I guess, anything up to 8,000 at a time. There's usually about 20,000 views of the actual show, but that's a rerun for European and stuff. But I'm really enjoying that as well, you know. I'm meeting up with Sir Scoots, actually, when he comes to London for the Olympics, and that'll be my first trip down to London for ages. He's working on the production side a little bit on the Olympics. So all these little pieces of a jigsaw combine to remind you that you're not, that, you know, that you've got something to offer the world, and that you're actually a friendly chap who's, you know, not doomed by the fact they had a mental breakdown because of stressful jobs. So yeah, just kind of confidence building stuff it is, really, and yet just normal life at the same time. So life's pretty sweet, I'd say. We are going to sell our house soon, so that's something that is kind of bound to be stressful, but kind of almost anything that's stressful comes nowhere near close to what's happened in the past. So I'm not particularly anxious about the prospect, and it'll be nice to have to, you know, to have some liquidity. Although, frankly, getting used to living cheaply is such a good way to make yourself feel very rich. It may sound like a cliche, but it's absolutely true. I haven't drank a drop of alcohol for 2 or 3 months either, so yeah, just feel quite loaded really at the moment. Because if I have £20 in my pocket, it's still there at the end of the week. Quite different from the city days where £20 was possibly, you know, gone every lunchtime in 5 minutes on a spot of lunch and a couple of stupid compulsive purchases. And £20 would be cheap, I suppose, in those circumstances. But life appears really cheap, you know, living in the countryside, knowing a lot of the food producers, getting all our food from local producers, pretty much. I mean, it's quite delightful. You feel like you're eating at a 5-star or a Michelin, 3-star Michelin restaurant when you're sitting down to the kind of cuts of meat you get off the source. No Poppy. Poppy's developed even more of a love of rolling and shit when she goes on walks, especially when we're in the haunted woods at this time of night when it's really dark. A bit out of breath because we're going up and down hills, or hillocks. But I just wanted to make this boo because I've been fairly absent. Not anymore. So I thought, you know, get that in the diary because it's, you know, there's no point just keeping a diary when you feel like you need to be able to go back and understand what your mind was going through or what you were going through. It's kind of useful to keep it when it's all feeling more positive. And, you know, there has to be an air of caution about everything when it feels positive for me, because I need to keep things in perspective and stop myself clutching out for any kind of happiness nirvana that doesn't really exist, and feeling disappointed or let down or anything else that may happen if I do that. So I have to pace life, and all the better for it. So I'll wrap this up. Not a lot to say, I guess, but that's kind of cool, you know. Kind of sick of having things to say like, haven't been out of the house for 4 weeks. Fortunately, that's becoming less and less the case, you know. I'm pottering about in the garden a bit again, and certainly feeling socially competent again. Just had the boost I need from the most unlikely of places here and there, just to make you feel that you're not isolated and you're not, you know, life doesn't end when you have a mental breakdown kind of thing. You do have a chance to recover and get yourself back. Still running with Love Fresh. We have no resources, but I figure if I can just keep it live, then there'll come a point soon where I'll be able to get out more in the car and check in with local producers around Cheshire, and just build the best map of Cheshire that I can, of pictures and audio and good content. I figure, how can I expect a community to go out there and build a great map of their local area with their own content if I don't do it up here? So starting small, not looking to last year's size ambitions of launching in the States 2 months after we launch in the UK and all of that kind of stuff. Just looking to keep it going, keep it alive, keep developing it to the point where it becomes the tool I envisage. And partly that's the reason I'm beginning to learn coding, so that at one point in time I will be able to handle every aspect of Lovefresh in the absence of my co-founder, who's got other things to do. Lots and lots of bird action. So yeah, it's good. It's all good. Big love to anyone out there who's kept in touch with me and stuff on Twitter and things. Again, the same apology goes that is fairly standard, which is that if I haven't replied to your tweets or your kind voicemails or things like that, it's just been because I haven't been talking to anyone. So until 2 months ago or so, I suppose, things got pretty dark. Yes, anyway, no more detail than that, because things are still at a kind of middle stage where I've had counselling and therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder. I've had a lot explained to me through that about how stress stacks, how anxiety experiences stack, and how the brain responds in a very physical way to that by releasing lots and lots of different chemicals that cause the kind of things that I was feeling. So I understand my illness a lot more now. I understand that there are huge elements of it that aren't permanent and aren't necessarily going to reoccur if I address them properly. And even talking to my psychiatrist, he's by no means got a firm opinion on this, but I kind of said, diagnosed bipolar, does that mean I'm bipolar for life kind of thing? I mean, how come I wasn't diagnosed earlier? Well, when I was younger, is it something that's always with you? And if it's not always with you, then what's to say it always stays with you? I'm not trying to fight it, I'm just kind of exploring it, really. And his view is that quite possibly that isn't the case, that, that I am not bipolar, that I had these extreme stressful mental breakdowns, firstly, caused by everything career-related, and that they triggered periods of chronic depression, and that I'm generally an excitable, enthusiastic person. So, just because you have that kind of personality doesn't make you manic. I certainly don't feel ever manic in the sense of bipolar type 1, which is psychotic and that kind of thing. It's always type 2 for me. So there's no kind of severity factor there to worry about. And I can live with being bipolar type 2 if that's the case. I just know how to deal with it better from now on. I know where to see the warning signs that could lead to my health going downhill. And everyone's about to it a little bit of an extent, I think. The more I learn about mental illness, the more people I speak to openly about my own experiences, the more you find common ground and realise that, even people that haven't been diagnosed with anything have had dark periods in their life where nothing's made any sense. So, yes, I think we're all human is the cliche to throw in there. But yeah, that was a long goodbye. Hope I haven't run out of time on my audio boo. Big shout to Mark Rock at Audio Boo. I owe him a phone call for sure, and I'm looking forward to making it. Kind of been holding back so I can make it when I'm feeling like I can say, cheers man, things are going really well. Definitely getting to that point. Maybe meet up with him even when he when I'm in London next. Maybe an opportunity there as well, actually, thinking about the guy that I'm meeting up with and his involvement in social media. So signing off. Good night, y'all. And, big love.